The Bible is the word of Almighty God. Therefore, it does not need to be defended, only understood. The purpose of this program is to present to you, our viewers, the key to understanding the Scriptures. There is within the pages of the Bible itself a God-given design for studying the Bible. All the confusion that exists within Christianity today is the result of two failures. Number one, ignoring God's design for Bible study, and number two, failing to believe what the Bible actually says. We remind you of what the Lord Jesus Christ said in Matthew 5:18, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall abide forever." We're instructed in Romans 3:4, "Let God be true, but every man a liar." We are informed by 2 Timothy 3:16 that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And as well, God tells us how to study His Word in 2 Timothy 2:15. "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." That's God's design, rightly dividing the word of truth. Not according to your liking, not into verses you want or don't want to obey, but making distinctions where God makes distinctions. Obeying that portion of the Bible that is specifically addressed to us today. Now, here is our teacher.
Hi, my name is Mike Berry. I'm a member of Grace Bible Church in Warren, Michigan. I'd like to share my personal testimony, and in hopes that with the past of my life and what Christ has done for me in the last 17 years, that for some of you that have despaired of life, some of you have gone up in years of life, feel that there just isn't any hope for you. You've messed up too bad. Or you're young, you've already started in the wrong direction in life, and what's the use? And I hope that, most important of all, that some of the Scriptures, the Word of God that I'll share, is the basis of your hope. You know, my life, I'm eighth grade educated, ex-convict, junkie, fry brain, scumball loser, as some would call it. I played in the occult, in witchcraft many years ago, numerology, ESP, which was very heavy back in the late 60s and early 70s. I used to stutter so bad I couldn't even carry on a conversation. And to spend the time to go through all of the times and avenues of my life, very, very time consuming. Although it's a great joy for me when I look back of what the Lord Jesus Christ in His incredible grace and how He's transformed my life from the inside out. I'd like to share a little story that I heard. It's about a man who just did not want to have anything to do with organized Christianity, so-called. Anything to do with the Bible or Jesus Christ. Always speaking against it in all different kinds of ways. And then all of a sudden some friends of his seen him attending church. And they said, "Hey, why are you going to church? I thought you wanted nothing to do with this kind of stuff. I thought you thought it was a bunch of lies and a bunch of guys got together and put the Bible together." And he said, "You know, that was true once. But then I began to ask a serious question. If the Bible, and if there is a God, and if what some would say there is a heaven or a hell, what if that by some slim chance was true?" And I began to look and to listen and to read and to study. And I came to realize that if the Bible and what it has to say about the past, the present, and the future, about this thing called heaven and hell, if it only has this much of a chance
that it's true.
The payment and the consequences is far too much for me to take a chance to reject. I heard that story some time ago, and it was important to remember that. And I hope that you'll take that into consideration in some of the things that I like to share within the Word of God. And some of you said that the Bible, the Scripture, was a bunch of people got together and this guy added this book and this one picked up this and he added this book and people wrote it to put man in subjection to the powers that be, to control us, to control our thoughts, our moralities, and all those things. An interesting thing is that if you buy a new car and you drive down the road and all of a sudden it breaks down, you open up the hood, you look, and here's all these things here. So what do? You can't figure it out. Wrecker comes, takes it, takes it to the service department, the car dealer. He opens it up. The mechanic looks, scratches his head. He can't figure it out either. All of these things could possibly go wrong with it. So he calls the manufacturer. And the manufacturer gets out his manual of the design. And he begins to take the mechanic through the process of to tell him how it got broken and how to fix it. The Bible, the Word of God, is our owner's manual. It tells us how we became broken, how to be fixed, and how to maintain this carcass that we walk around in. How to treat other people. How to be obedient to the will of God today. Many believe that based on your good works, the things that you do, good and bad, is the balance scales. And hopefully by the end of your life, the balance scales will tip in your favor. And God will say, welcome. You messed up most of your life, but the last 5 years, you were pretty good. You went to church. You helped the people in the neighborhood. You became a model citizen. You did everything just fine and dandy. But you know, God says that it is not by our works of righteousness, but by His mercy and His grace He saves us. Grace is unmerited favor. It's something you and I do not deserve. I'd like to read some scripture passages for you. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the remission of being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. For all of us have sinned. There is no exceptions to the rule. A person who's lived a good moral life all of their life. Some would say, how can God deny him entrance? What about the man like I was? A liar and a cheat. And did all kinds of manner of outward evil that the word says, the world says, that guy's a loser. God would never allow an individual like him in heaven. People always believe that Sin is the things like robbing the bank, rape, murder. When you are born into this world, you are born in sin. You have a nature of sinfulness. In Romans 4, 5, but to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Listen to that. But to him that works not, but believes on him, just simply believes on him that justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Faith is the same as believe. God says something, you believe it. The act of faith is to trust in the Word of God concerning your salvation and mine. We can be saved from a fast-moving car. We can be saved from being electrocuted. We can be saved from all different types of things of the physical flesh. But one day, we must all die. And that death is the one that every single solitary human being ought to be concerned with, is the death that takes place when you leave this body and you step into eternity. It's either heaven or hell, one way or the other. But you can be saved. Fear not him who can take the flesh and destroy the flesh, but fear him who can take the flesh and the spirit and cast it into everlasting darkness. And that is God Almighty. But his infinite grace and his mercy and his love, he has made a way through the cross. When Jesus Christ was taken and nailed to that cross, your sins and mine was nailed upon that cross. In his blood flowed as his life went out from him. When he was put into the tomb, when he rose from the grave, he rose alive. And he says, I will give you life. Give you life. You see, my friends, whether you realize it or not, you're dead. You are really dead. You can laugh, you can joke, you can sing, you can go about your business in life, but you're dead in your sins and your trespasses. And you are an alien. There's enmity between you and God the Father. But Jesus Christ, through his death, burial, and resurrection, has taken away the enmity that was between myself and God the Father. So when God looks down, he no longer sees Mike Berry and all of his wretchedness and all of the things that he did and the future things. And he sees the blood of Jesus Christ, which covers all of my sins, past, present, and future, to cast all of my sins in the sea of forgetfulness, to recall them no longer, to forget them as far as the east is from the west, never to recall them. Can you imagine that, my friends? That the Creator of all living things revealed his incredible depth of his love for his own creation. That if I, by simple faith of seeing and hearing the story concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, and I hear it, and I say, yes, I believe that, that instant, that moment, you are taken and placed into the body of Christ to become a son and daughter of God. And in Romans 1:13, it's a marvelous, marvelous verse. In whom ye also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel, the good news of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession under the praise of His glory. By your act of believing, trusting the account of the Lord Jesus Christ concerning the truth of how you can be saved and step into eternal life. Remember the story of the man? Wanted nothing to do. It was a bunch of poppycock to him. But he began to open his ears and to listen and to question. The man became a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen. Ask the questions. Be honest with yourself. And ask yourself, is there truly a God? Is there somebody who made the lion that roared? And the cheetah that can run as swift? And the frog? And the dog and the cat? And the eagle that soars in the sky? Is there truly a God that made those things? Look at the human hand and marvel at human creation. It's astounding. It doesn't take much of a rocket scientist to begin to look and to question the things that are around him. Look at everything, all the things that human beings create. The chair, the television that you're watching from, the camera that's filming, the book in my hand, my clothes, the car I drive, the houses we live in, the heat. All of these things are created by man for one purpose. To serve man. To serve man. But God created man for a purpose. And that was to serve Him and to glorify God the Father and stand in awe. But man fell and chose to become his own guide, to create his own rules and regulations of what's right and what's wrong. But I assure you, the Word of God is our owner's manual to give us direction, to point us, to help us to understand the depth of God's love and His grace and His incredible wisdom. All Scripture is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, and instruction in righteousness. Don't think that you can create your own way to serve God, because it counts for nothing.
It's no different than a man with a broken down car. He can get in there, start yanking, moving, doing all kinds of manner of things that he wants to do to that engine. But he's not the designer and the engineer of that vehicle. He doesn't understand. But yet man in his own infinite pride, in his own self-ego, thinks that he can fix it by tampering and playing. It will go nowhere. Look at the world and the condition that it's in. Evil on every hand. People committing suicide like never before. People without hope and despair. Hope. You know what the hope speaks about in the scriptures? Hope means steadfastness and confidence. You can bank on it. God said it, I can count on it. To trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask yourself this question. What you do know about the Lord Jesus Christ? The story is that he made the blind to see and the lame to walk. He fed the multitudes. He gave of himself. What do you know of Jesus Christ that by you taking him as your Lord and Savior and to give you hope and direction, what harm could that do? What wrong? The question of your eternal destination is so very important. You can have 70 or 100 years in this earth with all the things you could tangibly want or desire, all the perfect of health, but it does not change the fact that you will die. You will die. And if what the Word of God has to say concerning eternity and a lake of fire and hell and of eternity, the eternal question is a very heavy and weighty question to ask yourself. Eternity is a long, long time. It's not just 1,000 years, 10,000. 30,000 years, it's forever. Jesus says, I am the first fruit of those that shall follow. The Lord Jesus Christ, when he rose from the dead, he could appear unto the apostles. And he said, give me food and drink. Can a ghost eat? He said, you shall have a body fashioned like unto mine. The universe out there, my friends, and what God has created for our habitation one day, which is a special place of blessing for those that believe Jesus Christ by faith alone. The Apostle Thomas walked with the Lord for 3.5 years, seen him raise the dead Lazarus, heal the sick and made the blind to see. But when he was put in the tomb, Thomas says, I will not believe unless I put my fingers through his side and put my fingers in his nail print hands. Thomas could see with his own eyes. And when Jesus Christ appeared unto Thomas after he made the statement 8 days later, he said, Thomas, he held out his hands. He said, Thomas, thrust thy fingers through my side, handle me. But Thomas, you believe because you have seen. But blessed are those that believe yet have not seen. There is great joy for those that will believe by faith alone. Do not ask God to perform parlor tricks for you, to heal those around you, or to give you the Cadillac in your driveway. Take God at His word. Remember Ephesians 1:13. In whom ye also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In whom also, after ye believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Of eternal life is yours. By simply believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. What an incredible blessing, my friends. I now, in my life, have hope. I have joy. Life is not always easy and smooth, because it rains on the just and the unjust. But I have eternal life to look forward to. It makes my life in trials and tribulations bearable. Won't you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for your eternal destination and peace that can pass all understanding? Amen. Thank you.
We hope this program has been an eye-opener to you. We are not out to destroy anyone's faith, but to establish your faith upon the truth. Only then will you experience real liberty. The truth shall set you free. If we can be of any further assistance to you, we would love to help you. Or if you would like any of the free literature you see on your screen, you may call or write Grace Bible Church, 13630 Common Road, Warren, Michigan, 48093. Our phone number is area code 313-778-5032. Once again, that's Grace Bible Church, 13630 Common Road, Warren, Michigan, 48093. Area code 313-778-5032. This program was presented freely to you in cooperation with this local public cable station. Thank you for sharing this time with us. Join us again this time next week to learn more about God's message of grace. Until then, this is Daniel Schulert speaking for all of us at Grace Bible Church, praying that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe.